Yo, yo, what's going on, big dogs? Welcome into another episode of Adams Plus One. Week 6 has concluded. We're heading into week 7. We can look back at our quarterback rankings post week 5. We had Lamar Jackson at 1, Joe Burrow at 2, Jaden Daniels at 3, Josh Allen at 4, and CJ Stroud at 5 through 5 weeks in the NFL. Those were our top 5 quarterbacks on an accumulated grade basis. After week 6, well, this is the first week where we've had no movement. We're going to stand pat. We're going to keep Lamar at 1, Joe Burrow at 2, Jaden Daniels at 3, Josh Allen at 4, CJ Stroud at 5. So instead of going through and talking about the change in the ranking or on a game-to-game basis, how we graded these guys, what I wanted to do on this pod is really talk about high level for each player, how they're playing kind of on a graded basis, looking at overall games, like how many A pluses each player has, kind of what the trajectory is of the season so far. So let's start with number one. We'll start with Lamar Jackson. He's graded at number one. Something you'll notice about Lamar, he's had him and Burrow, obviously, number one and two. But Lamar specifically here has a really high ceiling and a really, really high floor. So if you look at Lamar's games graded on a six-game basis, we've given him here 4 A's, and of those A's, two of those are A pluses. So he's got, of his 6 games, 4 of those are A's, 2 of those are A pluses. His lowest graded game came in week 2 with a B minus, and week 1 with a B plus. Super high ceiling, pretty high floor with that B minus of the 6 games. Then you look at Burrow and you kind of see the same trend. You've got, of the 6 games, he's got 4 A's, multiple A plus games. And his floor would be his C minus game from week 1 against New England. But since week 1, if we removed week 1, Burrow would be the number 1 quarterback in the NFL on an accumulated basis. Lamar's worst game doesn't exceed that of week 1 for Burrow, so Lamar stays at 1. But if you look at both players, they're both playing great. I mean, look at Lamar and Burrow. Their last 4 games are in the A range. That's how great they're playing. And we saw those two go head-to-head a few weeks ago in a classic. Number 3, we've got Jaden Daniels. Not as high of a ceiling, but still a high floor. So of his 6 games, he's got 3 A games, an A-plus game against Cincinnati, and then all Bs. So again, pretty high ceiling. Not as high as the top 2. But a really high floor. He's not had a bad game yet. Jaden Daniels has yet to play a bad game in the NFL as a rookie. Okay, and then we'll move on to Josh Allen. Josh Allen is probably the most interesting player when we talk about like a trend. We have him at number 4. He was at number 1 for a while if you were following early in this series on the pod. The season started off with 3 straight A games. In fact, week 3 was an A++ game. We now know that that A++ game came against Jacksonville, one of the worst defenses in the NFL, but hey, he still played lights out in that game. So Josh Allen started off with 3 A games. Then he had a C- game, really bad against Houston. Oh, sorry, that actually was not against Houston. So Josh Allen started off really well with 3 A games. Then he had a C- against Baltimore, really not productive in that game. They kind of got handled early on, followed up by an even worse game against Houston with a C. But he bounced back this week against a pretty good Jets defense with an A+. That's Josh Allen, though, right? High and low. Super high ceiling, super low floor. There's a lot of variance in his game. That's why he went from number 1, and now he's down at 4. Coming in at number 5, CJ Stroud. You look at his season. Of the 6 games that we've graded, he's got 3 A games. Does not have an A-plus game. He has a D game, pretty low floor there. That was against the Vikings. And then 2 B-plus games. And then if we look at EPA, in terms of EPA, Lamar right now is ranked 3rd in EPA, expected points added. And he's our number 1 quarterback. Joe Burrow was actually ranked number 1 in EPA. He's our number 2. Jaden Daniels is ranked 2 in EPA. He's our 3rd quarterback. Josh Allen is lined up perfectly at 4, so he's ranked 4th in EPA, and he's 4th on our list. And then we've got CJ Stroud at 6 in EPA, and he's 5th on our list. We just like to do that, right? I like to see, okay, based off of our grade, where do they also look on an EPA basis? and also a QBR basis. So this week, high level, kind of walking through what we're seeing from our top five guys. Nobody fell off the list. Nobody moved inside of the list. Some guys that we're looking at, though, in the future that could possibly join the list if Josh Allen slips up a few times or CJ Stroud slips up or maybe Jaden Daniels, Burrow, any of these guys fall off the list over accumulated basis. I'm looking at Brock Purdy. I think he's having a great year. He's ranked 7th in EPA. You've got Baker Mayfield playing really well. Good football. He's got a big game against Lamar this weekend. Geno Smith is also playing really well on an EPA basis and QBR. So looking at those guys, Kirk Cousins is sneaking in on the EPA top 10. Obviously, I know the question is, when is Patrick Mahomes going to show up on the top five list? Will he show up? He's going to have to start playing really well the rest of the season. And some of these guys are going to have to start playing poorly or, you know, slow down their production. That is all to be determined, and we'll have it covered here throughout the season. So there you go. There's our list. It all stays the same. Number one, Lamar Jackson. Two, Joe Burrow. Three, Jaden Daniels. Four, Josh Allen. CJ Stroud at number five. We walked through on a high level, game-to-game basis, however each player has played thus far into the season. And now we get to go watch them play in week 7. So let's go. Go Joe Burrow. You guys know I'm a big Burrow guy. And I'll be rooting for CJ Stroud against the Packers too. As always, if you enjoy this list, let me know. If you don't enjoy it, let me know. We always love the feedback. I myself criticize all the top lists out there. We love lists. They're great for debates. Have a great weekend. Let's go.